Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A digital democracy pressure group is praising government trials of creative ways of interesting local people's participation, increasing local people's participation in local decision making, including one happening in Cambridge. Last year, the Greater Cambridge Partnership established a citizens' assembly that looked into transport and the climate, and to prove it works, actually, they're debating those findings actually today. Joel Papula is behind the digital democracy project, Rate Your Leader. It also has an app, which we'll talk about in a moment as well. Joel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's interesting. Cambridge is, I think, one of really only a handful of these citizens' assemblies which have been established around the UK. Who else has them?
Yeah, well, most councils' idea of consultation involving putting something on their website or having a stand for an hour or so at the library and then getting the same opinion from the same people repeatedly.
So what you're saying here is that consultation, the traditional way, which we've had, I guess, for 20 or 30 years or so, the council puts forward its proposals, people write in, but it's the same people every time. And this idea of the citizens' assembly opens it up to a whole new batch of people.
Yes. When council traditionally hold public meeting or public consultation, the same people tend to get involved.
Mm.
And they are often the politically motivated people.
But are people who take part in citizens' assemblies, are they any more representative of the public than people who respond in writing to the consultation? They might just be a different subset of people and we're still not getting a truly representative view.
Citizens' assembly also get more people engaged in the local political process.
So you think more people take part in these?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Even in the areas where local election turnout is highest, less than half of the electorate tends to vote in council elections. And in most areas, turnout is even lower. But this panel helps local people feel the real impact they personally can have on improving where they live.
One of the things that also surprised me is how few people actually know who their local councillor actually is. And I have to say, I should know the answer to this. I can tell you who all the leaders are in our councils, and there's three.
That's easy.
Yeah, that's easy, because they pop in every once in a while to have a chat with us in the studio. But I have to say, I can name some of my councillors. I'm not entirely convinced I can name all of them. And if I'm having trouble, and I think the problem is, to be absolutely honest with you, they don't have the profile. No, nobody knows who they are because it's only a certain subset of councillors who seem to be able to get their picture in the paper.
Yeah, I think a lot is expected from our politicians by the people because they are elected representatives of their constituency, and their identity should not be shrouded in secrecy to people who elected them, the people who they are representing. But we did a bit of research and we discovered that less than 20% of council taxpayers of voters in the UK can actually name their local councillor.
Less than 20%?
Yes, please.
Oof.
That's a lot.
That is terrible.
It shows also in the local elections participation. For police and crime commissioner, the last police and crime commissioner election, we have less than 18%. Local involvement.
Mm.
It is an appalling rate, and the problem really is because the politicians have refused one way or the other to engage with the people in a modern way.
Mm.
So how does the Rate Your Leader app, how does that help get the the profile of these councillors up and make them actually do a bit of counselling for us?
Yeah, pre-populate for you, when you download the app, it pre-populates for you your elected leader from your combined authority mayor to your police and crime commissioner to your local MP and your local councillor.
Okay, so you download the app, it works out where you are, and then based on that information, it can say, well, here's your councillor, here's your police and crime commissioner, and so on and so forth. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm. Yeah, that's correct. So for the first time, some people are seeing their local elected representative when they download the app. And then you can engage with them after you have been verified on the electoral roll as a voter in that constituency. And then once you raise a question or you raise a concern, everyone in your constituency receives a notification that you are talking about big collections or you are talking about council tax, and then they can engage with your questions. As they are engaging with your questions, it goes to the top of the pile on your elected leader's hat.
Mm.
Then at the end of the day, you can actually see which of these questions, which of these concerns has highest public engagement.
Well, we're going to give this a go, I think. We'll download the app. And our radio studios are in the same area of Cambridge as I live in. So, in theory, right, I will be able to spot my local councillor straight away on all of this. Joel, before we go, I do have to ask, though, you're obviously not originally from the UK. I think you're from Nigeria to start off with.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
how do you end up getting interested in British politics? Particularly bear in mind that 20% of us don't know who our local councillor is.
It's interesting because I was living in London before I relocated to Sunderland with my family.
Yeah.
And getting to Sunderland, more often than not, I received so many flyers from politicians inviting me to come for their surgeries, and then at times when I'm at work, they want to invite me for their campaign. And I was asking myself, for how long are we going to be sending flyers? And we are campaigning against climate change. Meanwhile, we are sending flyers every day. They want to come to your house during the election, knocking on your door. Meanwhile, they can actually reach you on your devices. This is the 28th century. We expect our politicians to adopt a better way of engaging with their constituency, because you can reach me on my phone regardless of where I am at the moment. So it is a best way for the politicians actually, number one, to reduce fake news, number two, to reduce harassment and hate speech, because the identity of people that actually abuse politicians on social media are completely shrouded in secrecy. These are people that don't have verified address. And that's one of the problems.
No, that's a good point. We do see a lot of that. Joel, look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll go off and download the app. I think another sensible plan would be, maybe now that the whole PPI issue has been solved, maybe we put them in charge of accessibility for councillors, because they all seem to be able to find me quite easily.
Cambridge 105 Radio.